Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It is easy to leave a burning building when it is on fire. But what if that building contains the very thing that gives you life, excitement, peace, joy, courage, and wonder? Will you be an agent of change, or do nothing and eventually leave? If you work in Catholic ministry, business, or education, and need quality content on your website or social media pages, contact The Simple Catholic for copywriting services at thesimplecatholic.blog and click on the writing services page for more information. The Church Militant needs soldiers against the enemy. Enlist The Simple Catholic in this fight for the truth.
Good morning. I thought I better get on the camera because it's sunrise is coming a little bit later each morning until next week. Daylight saving times, I think, is this weekend. Beautiful morning. Let me see if you can see a little bit more sunrise down there. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, it's a beautiful day. Jerry, glad to see that you're here. Pat Gervais, good to see you too. See, we're going through the catechism. I left it over here. Let me get it. Hey, Tony. Hey, Jerry. I'm just a little bit sleepy because I stayed up late and watched the Baylor football game last night. We barely won, but Bears are 8-0, so that's pretty cool. That's my alma mater. We're reading just through the Catholic Catechism, and we're in chapter 11. Whosoever therefore shall come and teach you all these things aforesaid, him do you receive. So those who teach in accordance with the teaching of the church. But if the teacher himself turn and teach another doctrine with a view to subvert you, hearken not to him. But if he come to add to your righteousness and the knowledge of the Lord, receive him as the Lord. Good morning, Mark. It was good to see you in person at the meetup the other day. Hey, Ted Scarpino, aloha. Hey, Mark, where are you today? You're probably driving someplace, I guess you said you drive a regional truck, I think is what you said. Where are you? Let us know where you are if you can write something. Good morning, Tony. But concerning the apostles and prophets, thus do you according to the doctrine of the gospel. My son just texted me from Puerto Rico. He works there. He said, I fell asleep, but I see Baylor won. So we're a big Baylor fan club here. Sorry, guys. Let every apostle who cometh unto you be received as the Lord. He will remain one day, and if it be necessary, a second. But if he remain 3 days, he is a false prophet. So they're saying if people come and they're peddling the gospel, if they're trying to get rich or just be fed, and their main concern is just to take advantage of you, do not let them stay longer than 3 days. So you're in LaGrange, Wyoming right now. I love Wyoming. I used to have a cabin up in Glacier Park. I built it myself, which means it was a tiny little cabin. I don't know anything about building cabins, but I had 4 miles from Canada on the North Fork of the Flathead River, overlooking Glacier Park, and I would drive up through Wyoming to go up there when I lived in California. That was a long time ago, but I love Wyoming. In the early morning hours right now, you are probably seeing hundreds, maybe thousands of antelope running free in the high plains of Wyoming. Hi, Lisa, good to see you here with us today. And let the apostle, when departing, take nothing but bread until he arrive at his resting place. But he asks for money, he is a false prophet. So we're talking about that thing, that phenomenon we see a lot with the televangelists, you know, where they're peddling the gospel. And you shall not tempt or dispute with any prophet who speaks in the Spirit. For every sin shall be forgiven, but this sin shall not be forgiven, which means the Bible talks about the sin against the Holy Spirit. And what that means is to is when the Holy Spirit speaks, he's pointing to Jesus. And if you deny Jesus, as the Bible says, if you're unfaithful, I'm always faithful. It's God's nature to be faithful. But if you deny me, then I must deny you, because I cannot deny myself. But not everyone who speaks in the Spirit is a prophet, but he is so who hath the disposition of the Lord. So people may come and speak and say, speak in the name of the Lord, but they may be wolves in sheep's clothing. We're seeing a lot of that in the church today. By their dispositions they therefore shall be known, the false prophet and the prophet. And every prophet who orders in the Spirit that a table shall be laid shall not eat of it himself. But if he do otherwise, he is a false prophet. And every prophet who teaches the truth, if he does not what he teaches, is he a false prophet. So if you're speaking one thing and doing another, living a double life, then you're a false prophet. They used to say, I know when I was first learning, I had a coach who was teaching me in college how to archery. He'd always show us how to draw the bow and how to notch the arrow and how to aim, but he would never actually really do it himself. He would show us everything, but he would never release the arrow. And it was kind of one of those round robin sort of athletic classes. And then later on in the semester, we learned how to golf, and he would show us everything about golfing, but he would never hit the golf ball. It's like having a martial arts coach who trains you everything about fighting, but you never actually see him fight. So if someone speaks the truth, but they don't do the truth, then they're a false prophet. And to some extent, we were talking about this yesterday on, I posted about Biden not receiving, being told not to, that he didn't receive communion, the priest didn't give him communion, like in accordance with the church's teaching, because he is a public figure who's professing, he's Catholic, but also professing a pro-abortion stance. And then the movement went towards, more and more towards a pro-life conversation. And people would say, well, I'm pro-life. And I made the point, if it's your opinion that you're pro-life, but you don't do anything to help a woman that you see that's in need, or you don't help fund the crisis pregnancy center, or you're not praying, then wouldn't you be a false prophet? All you are is spouting your opinions. You need to do something about it. I know every woman that I've spoken to that has opened up to me, and I had one woman open up to me this summer. She says there's only one other person in her life who knows she had an abortion. And I asked her, if there had been a man in your life, a strong man in your life, who would have supported you during that time to help you go all the way to giving the baby to adoption, would you have kept the baby? And she said, absolutely. And she was brokenhearted about her abortion. The abortion is a deep wound to a woman's soul, because a woman in her essence and in her nature has that mothering, that motherhood part of her, and it wounds her very essence, her very nature. And so if you're so 95% of the abortions out there, I think if a woman had a strong man, whether that's her father or an uncle or a brother or the man who made her pregnant or someone else in her life who would help support her financially and in every way possible to help save that baby, she would probably keep that baby. But if all you are is of the opinion that abortion is wrong, that abortion is murder, but you don't do anything about it, in a sense, you're a false prophet. All you are is a virtual signaler. If you're pro-life, do something about it. And every prophet who is approved and true and ministering in the visible ministry, minister of the church, but who teaches others not to do the things that he does himself, shall not be judged of you, for with God lies his judgment. For in this manner also did the ancient prophets. But whoever shall say in the Spirit, give me money. And what I mean by the Spirit is they're acting like they're prophesying, but they're a false prophet. But whoever shall say in the Spirit, give me money, or things of that kind, listen not to him. But if he tell you concerning others that are in need, that you should give unto them, let no one judge him. Going over to chapter 12. only have a few more. We'll be starting the catechism again soon. I can't see the rest of your comment, Tony. You went to honor your ancestors on their graves, as is the tradition here in Croatia. That is where our Mass will be, is here this afternoon. I remember when I was in Croatia, getting to go to Mass there, right on the ocean there. How beautiful it is, and how beautiful the church itself was. Let everyone that cometh in the name of the Lord be received. But afterwards you shall examine him and know his character, for you have knowledge both of good and evil. If the person who comes be a wayfarer, assist him so far as you are able. But he will not remain with you more than 2 or 3 days, unless there be a necessity. But if he wish to settle with you, being a craftsman, let him work, and so let him eat. This was Paul's tradition. It was also the tradition, the rabbinical tradition. Most rabbis weren't supported exclusively by their work within the synagogue. They also had a craft, and that's basically what I do. I have a CPA firm. As this ministry is basically taking over my entire work life, a CPA firm has naturally had to, be not as financially fruitful for me. But I always have my craft with me, and it's kind of like me, like with Paul. He could take his tent making tools with him in a little pouch. It's kind of like a laptop for us today. So wherever he went, he could work. And it's kind of like me, wherever I am, if I'm teaching or someplace else, I can set up my laptop in my hotel room and I can take care of my CPA clients. But it's good that I have that, so that all I ask for the ministry is that the ministry be taken care of, so we can keep doing ministry and I provide for my own and my family's needs. But if you know that not any craft provide you according to your own discretion, but that a Christian may not live idle among you. Remember, it says that idleness is the devil's playground. But if he be not willing to do so, he is a trafficker in Christ. From such, keep aloof. So we're going back to the whole concept of, you see it on TV, or you heard on the radio a lot, peddling the gospel, trafficking in Jesus, making money off of Jesus. Hey Dan, we've been praying for you. Did everything go good yesterday? Or do you have anything you can share in the man cave? Let us know. Let me let you guys enjoy the sunrise a little bit while I'm having my... Who's that? Who's that, everybody? There she is. Oh, I love her so much. Mother Angelica. Love her. This is the portrait when you walk into the studios at EWTN in the reception area. That greets you, a huge portrait of this. And I remember when I walked in there, she was smiling at me, and it was like, where you been? I got something you don't know. It's time for you to get to work. So love Mother Angelica, love her. So Dan, are you saying things went really well? I'm very, very grateful to hear that. Let me let you guys enjoy the sunrise a little bit. Can't see him because of the comments section. Let me see if I can let you see the surfer out there. I don't think I can bring him into focus for you. There's a man here that every morning, he's a newer surfer, except for that he has gotten to be a better surfer now over time. But he has that zeal of a new surfer. He is out every morning. Even in the worst conditions, today is not a very inviting situation. It's a little windy and gusty. He's out there surfing first thing in the morning for about an hour. And it's a lesson to all of us to be acquire that discipline of spending time with the Lord. I want to ask you guys to pray for me. There's some medical decisions I need to make and some things that need to be taken care of. So pray for us for a great wisdom and for God to take care of all that needs to be taken care of, okay? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, aloha.
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com. Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.